Thanks for the rescue. I didn't think we would make it out of the chapel alive. Perhaps Akatosh guided you to us. The next section of the Mysterium Xarxes is very difficult. I haven't deciphered the rest of the ritual yet. I hope you are making better progress. The second item is the counterpart to the first, the blood of a divine. This was a terrible puzzle to me. Unlike the Daedra Lords, the gods have no artifacts and do not physically manifest themselves in our world. I figured out another item needed for the ritual, to open the portal to Cameron's paradise. How, then, to obtain the blood of a god? But Joffrey solved it. The blood of Tiber Septim himself, who became one of the divines. This is a secret remembered only by the Blades, passed down from one Grandmaster to the next. Joffrey should tell it to you himself. What is it, my friend? Thank Akatosh you're here. I've deciphered the final item for the ritual to open a portal to Cameron's paradise. Take care. Hello, my friend. I have good news. I've made some progress in deciphering the gate-opening ritual. I'm glad to see you. I'm finally starting to unlock the secrets of the second half of the gate-opening ritual. I've put myself in your hands. Hello? Christian Cyrodiil before the rise of men. It is said that the ruins are still haunted by the vengeful spirit of its last king. True or not, it is not a place to enter lightly. Be careful. You are a wonder. Not only the hero of Kvarch, but the master of Miskarkand as well. Good. Have her meet me in the chapel of Talos for a council of war. That seems a fitting place to make such desperate plans. You're not going to like it. Joffrey doesn't like it. The Countess of Brumaire certainly isn't going to like it. Great sigil stones are the anchors of great gates. The kind of gate the Mythic Dawn opened at Kvarch. The kind of gate the Mythic Dawn wants to open here to destroy Brumaire. I said you weren't going to like it. The risk is great, I know. I was at Kvarch. I saw the terrible power of the Daedric siege engine. But we have no choice. The only way to recover the Amulet of Kings is to allow the Mythic Dawn to proceed with their plan to attack Brumaire. No. I'll lead the defense of Brumaire myself. If I am to be Emperor, it's time I started acting like one. Remember when we first met in Kvarch? I told you that I didn't want any part of the gods' plan. I still don't know if there is a divine plan, but I've come to realize that it doesn't matter. What matters is that we act, that we do what's right when confronted with evil. That's what you did at Kvarch. It wasn't the gods that saved us, it was you. Were you acting for the gods? I don't know. But now, it's my turn to act. Please, my friend, I need your judgment, not your obedience. I explain myself to you so you understand me, and so you can explain to the Countess. I'm afraid she may take a bit more convincing than you. As a young man, I grew impatient with Mage's Guild restrictions, as did many of my fellow apprentices. We threw ourselves into the riddles of Daedric magic. We hungered for forbidden secrets. Knowledge and power were our gods. You can guess the rest. We got in over our heads. People died. My friends died. I've put those days behind me. But the bitter wisdom that one has been a fool is not without value. I put aside the dark arts when I became a priest. But the workings of fate may be seen in this too. The gods can turn anything to good. Or so I piously told those who came to see me for advice. Perhaps I may yet come to believe it myself. I haven't always been a priest. In my youth, I followed a different path. I know more than I want to about the seductive power of Daedric magic. Let's just leave it at that. To Wayne and Priory, then. I'm with you. The sooner we reach Cloud Ruler Temple, the better. Lead on. In the meantime, the Brumaire Guard needs your help to close an Oblivion Gate. Didn't you already speak to Joffrey about that? I'm sorry, but I don't know yet. The Xarxes, it clouds my mind and haunts my dreams like nothing I've ever experienced. But don't worry. I will solve it. I must. I am close. I am sure of it. I should have seen it sooner. It's the counterpart to the Great Welkin Stone, just as the first two were the opposed powers of the Daedra and the Divines. Welkin Stones contain the concentrated power of Mundus. Their counterparts are sigil stones, which are used to hold open Oblivion Gates. A great sigil stone, then, is what we require. I've put myself in your hands. Don't fail me. I'll keep an eye out for trouble while you're gone. I was looking forward to reaching Cloud Ruler Temple. Don't be long. You should talk to Joffrey. He needs your help. Trouble down in Broomer, I think. While you were gone, I've made some progress in deciphering the Mysterium Xarxes ritual. The third item we need is a great Welkin stone. You may have run across lesser Welkin stones. They're fairly common in Aeliad ruins. But a great Welkin stone will not be easy to come by. They have been plundered one by one over the years due to their great value to mages and occultists. There is only one place that is rumored to still contain one. The ruins of the Aeliad city of Miskarkand. A place where many have perished seeking its great stone. But nothing else will do. So you must succeed where all others have failed. While I continue to study the Mysterium Xarxes, you should keep searching for the armor of Tiber Septim. While I continue to study the Mysterium Xarxes, you should keep searching for the Daedric artifact we'll need for the ritual.
No!
That's a shame. I have everything necessary for the ritual to use the Xarxes to open a portal to Cameron's paradise. Remember, the portal will close behind you, so you will need to take everything you need. I don't know much about it. The commentaries on the Mysterium Xarxes are the only source we have for its existence. The author of the commentaries claimed the Xarxes was written by Mehrunes Dagon himself, but no one else has ever seen it. I've learned that the Mysterium Xarxes is both the gate and the key to Cameron's paradise. In some sense, the book is Cameron's paradise. Manka Cameron bound himself to the Xarxes when he created his paradise, using dark rituals which I will not speak of further. A gate can be opened from the outside, however. It will be more difficult, as I will have to temporarily bind myself to the book. But I believe it can be done. I will continue working to decipher the arcane items needed for the binding ritual. This evil book was written by Mehrunes Dagon himself, and given by him to Manka Cameron. I believe Manka Cameron used it to create his paradise. It should give us the means to open a gate there ourselves. I will continue studying it. I thought I heard something. Joffrey believes that the death of the Emperor and the darkening of the Dragonfires is the key. Something has changed to make these stable portals to oblivion possible. Emperor, Amulet, and Dragonfire. With these divine gifts, the Daedra of Oblivion have been kept at bay for thousands of years. It is now clear to me that the only way to stop the Oblivion invasion is to relight the Dragonfires. While the Dragonfires burned, the divine barriers kept the Daedra from making more than fleeting visits to our world. But the Dragonfires can only be relit by an heir of the Septim blood, wielding the Amulet of Kings. This was the essence of Manka Cameron's plot. He was undone only by the merest chance. But his complete victory remains perilously close. We must recover the Amulet of Kings and relight the Dragonfires before it is too late to stem Dagon's invasion. They are stable portals between our world and Oblivion. They violate the most basic principles of Daedric magic. They should be impossible. Something fundamental must have changed to make them possible. Against all hope, you returned from Cameron's paradise with the Amulet of Kings. We now have a chance to turn back Dagon's invasion. I must go to the Temple of the One and perform the ceremony to relight the Dragonfires. But we must hurry. The barriers between our world and Oblivion weaken with every gate that is opened. If Mehrunes Dagon is able to cross over into our world, even relighting the Dragonfires will not be able to send him back. The only way to close all the Oblivion gates forever is for me to relight the Dragonfires in the Temple of... Do that. You need to go now. You shouldn't be here. I think you'd better leave here. You've overstayed your welcome, I'm afraid. I don't think you should be here. I yield. Come back with help. I don't know how much longer we can hold out in here. Unless you need something, let's continue on to Wainon Priory. I wondered if you'd come back. I admit I've had my doubts about your story. I heard about how you helped the guard drive the Daedra back. Well done. Have you brought help? We've been trapped here since the Daedra overran the city. It isn't that I don't believe you, but I won't go with you until I know everyone can leave here safely. We've been through too much together already for me to just abandon them to their fate. You're back. Did you bring help?
No. I'm sorry, but even if what you say is true, I won't abandon these people to their fate. I'll go with you when we can all leave here together.
You destroyed the Oblivion Gate, they say. You gave them hope. You helped them drive the Daedra back. Yes, I'll come with you to Wainon Priory and hear what Joffrey has to say. Lead on. Danger, you say?